really happy to see all of the young fellas back playing. Both Opaori and Ngāti Kaua Foundation clubs, and they weren't here last year. That COVID knocked them back. So to see them getting all the young fellas back on the field again is just awesome. COVID was tough on us because we don't have support from New Zealand Rugby League. So when our clubs got hit, they got hit hard. But this year they've come back well. All of our foundation clubs are back in, and we've added two more from Whangarei, so I think people are hungry to play. I think people are hungry to play in a decent competition, and I think that just by having all 12 clubs engaged now, it's sending a really strong signal that, you know, even if COVID does hit, we are now a strong comp. Okay? And hopefully if there is a bit of a close down, we can just shut it off from down Waiomio, keep everybody out south of that, and just keep playing in our territory.
Our team wasn't, we actually pulled out, we were slack on numbers last year, and unfortunately COVID hit at the same time, so there was no chance in getting the team in here, so we pulled the pin last year. Just this Thursday we got some numbers, and then of course a home game, everyone wants to show up for a game, I suppose. Yeah.
Given the recent COVID pandemic, it meant that there was a shortened competition last year, but nevertheless, and that was somewhere around 6 or 7 teams, and this year we're looking at, I think, 13 teams, 12 or 13. So it's a 24 weeks of football, which means that it's a big toll on whānau's wives who are at home while their partners are playing football. But look, and if it's a means for Te Tai Tokerau to get our middle-aged men active, 20, even younger, our juniors we're looking at now, it means that we get them active, we get a bit of routine and structure, and they get it in this context, and if we can't find it in this sort of context, then likely we're going to find it in the form of a 6x4 cell in Ngāwhā. So that's the beauty of the TRL. It enables young fellas to express themselves, so let off a bit of steam.
Oh, as far as I know, it's now the second biggest premier competition in the country after Auckland. So that's something, considering the lack of support we have. If we had funding from New Zealand Rugby League, we'd be able to focus that almost exclusively on building our juniors. Juniors is hard, but we could do it if we had the resources. We don't want to start into juniors unless we can make sure we can do a really good job with them.
With COVID, everything is a little bit in the air. You know, it's hard to sort of lock anything in at the moment. But yeah, the ko te tūmanako ai kia u, so that we, you know, hopefully create something for the young kids too, so that Ngāti Kau we have, you know, the kids playing rugby league also. So yeah, with COVID, it's hard. It's hard to even to plan anything really, as we all know.
And I know that Ngāpuia are organising their own juniors, and the junior coordinator is going to be coming up and working with some of the schools up here too. So hopefully we can start building it, but to do it properly, you've got to be well-structured, well-resourced, make sure that all of your kids have the ability to come and play and enjoy the game.
Last play, boys!
Oh, what a game!